All right, here we are. This is Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music and Talk Show, and we are live on the radio. This is a station called CITR. It's based at the University of British Columbia in Vancouver, and it's a hop, skip, and a jump from downtown on the 99 bus. That's how I get here every day, or every Friday. And we have two guests who are coming on the show today, and they may still be on the bus, or they may be driving down here. I hope they find it. It's a little bit hard to find up here on the second floor of the Student Union building, but Corey Owen and Juniper Winters, I hope to see you soon. There are two special guests, local musicians, both singer-songwriters, and they're going to be playing a show together in a week or so's time, and I'll tell you all about that when they arrive. So we're on air till 7:30. Thanks to the news team, as always, Morgan and crew, for cutting-edge news here, asking the tough questions, which is what we really should be doing here on a station like this, and playing interesting music you wouldn't otherwise hear. And I try to do that with interesting sounds from Australia and also good local music. We're trying to get a lot of interviews in now because there's so many great local musicians. And we've actually got a grant here at the station to host some more live music because it's harder than it seems. What we're going to do today is relatively low-key to artists with acoustic instruments, but to have a full band is a lot more infrastructure and staff to help get that going. And we have a little bit of money to do that. So I've put my hand up to have some bands in. So hopefully between now and the end of May, I'll be able to do that. And that's exciting. Here we go. Our special guests have arrived. But we'll play some music first. Here's something quite fascinating. I'm just starting myself as a bit of a performer and writing songs and playing music. And last weekend, I was invited over to Gabriola Island. My friends live there and play music, and they hosted a house show. Headlined by a guy called Chris Ronald, and I'll play some of his music a bit later on. I played there my little acoustic set, my little songs, and I didn't realize at the time, but in the audience, a very small audience, was an iconic Canadian country music artist named Gary Philgard. He's, I guess, semi-retired, and he lives on Gabriola Island, and I was a little bit nervous after the fact to know that this guy was in the room because he's quite a legend. I haven't listened to much of his music yet, but I found a CD here in CITR, and it's a duo CD he did with Valdi. So Valdi actually is a bigger name in the country music world. Valdi is a Canadian country music legend, and Gary Philgard too in his own right, although lesser known. But he has put out 15 albums, 35 songs, on as singles for the RPM Country Tracks chart, he's had a lot of just a lot of recognition as a real roots country artist, and he's launched his own record label in 2001. So anyway, I thought I'd play for you. This is a lovely laid back music duo CD that he recorded with Valdi. So it's great country kind of roots music. From Gary Philgard, who currently lives on Gabriola Island in British Columbia. So let's start the show with a couple of tracks from these guys.
There's no fool like an old fool, and I'll be one soon, there's no doubt. I got a one-way ticket on the tunnel of love, and I am never coming out. It may seem a little crazy, a little hard to understand, but I'll be all right with you tonight in Wonderland. Yes, in Wonderland. Love held me together, and it's love that's torn me apart. There's never been a moment's rest for this soul weary heart. Seems like I'm always off and running, just just as fast, fast as I can. But I'll be all right with you tonight in Wonderland. Yes, in Wonderland. Ooh, doesn't matter where we are. We're never really very far. I have been through this before, but I'm just like some old soldier gone off in search of one more war. Love is like some restless stranger, and it's at my door again. But I'll be all right with you tonight in Wonderland. Yes, in Wonderland, I'll be all right with you tonight in Wonderland. Trailers for sale or rent, room to let. No phone, no pool, no bets. I ain't got no cigarettes, but 2 hours of a pushing broom will buy a 8x12 or 4-bit room. I'm a man of means, by no means king of the road. Third boxcar, midnight train, destination Bangor, Maine. Whole worn out suit and shoes. I don't pay no union dues. I smoke old stogies that I have found. Short but not too big around. I'm a man of means, by no means king of the road. I know all of their children and all of their names, every handout in every town, every lock that ain't locked when no one's around. I sing trailers for sale or rent, rooms to let 50 cents, no phone, no pool, no pets. I ain't got no cigarettes, but 2 hours of a pushing broom by a 8x12 or 4-bit room. I'm a man of means, by no means king of the road. Yes, I'm a man of means, by no means king of the road.
Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts in the Main Street area at
Antisocial Skateboard Shop, Devil May Wear, Lucky's Comics, Neptune Records, RX Comics, Red Cat Records, the Regional Assembly of Text, the Rumpus Room, the Wallflower Modern Diner, and Woo Vintage Clothing.
Wow, it sure does pay to be a friend of CITR. To find out more, visit us in room 233 of the sub on the UBC campus, or go online to www.citr.ca.
Keep smiling, keep shining, knowing you can always count on me. For sure.
All right, here we are back on CITR Radio. This is a little show called Stranded, the Australian-Canadian Music and Talk Show. And we started on a very mellow note there with some country roots music. Valdi and Gary Filgaard. So apparently Valdi is a country music legend, Canadian legend. And I met Gary Filgaard last weekend in Gabriola Island. And I'm really intrigued about the guy because he's done a lot in country music and roots music. And I'm kind of impressed by, his thing. So I don't know much about country music, but I want to learn more. And he's a Canadian guy and he lives close by, so that's good. So we're on Stranded, and my name's Matt, and our special studio guests have arrived. This is fantastic. Kicking off the year of live music, last week we had Leonard Pennyfold, who is actually a good friend of both of my guests. My guests are Corey Owen and Juniper Waters. Hi, guys.
Hey.
That's Owens with an S.
Owens with an S, of course. My apologies.
No worries, Matt. No worries.
Corey Owens and Juniper Waters. So, it's quite fortuitous that you've come directly the week after Leonard Pennyfold, because what brings us all together is the great place of Mr. Brownstone's on Main Street, where we all met. It's an open, well, it's a bar, a sports bar, and they host an open mic there every Monday. And Corey, you're quite involved in that. What's your involvement?
Well, I guess you could say I am the host. I am the host of Open Mic at Mr. Brownstone.
Yep.
Monday nights at 9.
Every
Monday.
Yep.
All the time, yeah.
All the time. And I try to get down there at least once a month, and it's fantastic. I can honestly say I've been to a number of open mics in the city, and it's the one I keep coming back to because people are supportive and fabulous. And Corey has a co-host, too?
Yeah, my co-host is Jacqueline Dawn.
Yep.
She's took over as co-host once our former co-host, Alex Mandy. I just got to talk closer to the mic. I'm sorry.
You got to snuggle with it.
Yeah, exactly. Well, basically, it all started me and a friend of mine named Alex. We met at audio engineering school, and then we went to Mr. Brownstone, which was right beside his house, because we heard there was an open mic, and we showed up, and there was no host, and there was like one girl playing 5 songs. She was really good. But we were like, hey, let's take this place over. So we did, the end. And now it's been over a year.
Yeah.
And it's still going strong.
It is it's going strong. And I remember meeting Juniper in one of the first nights that I went there over a year ago. And apparently, is that true? Leonard said he's known you since you were a child?
Yes. Leonard Pennyfold was my mother's boyfriend when I was a kid.
Oh, no. Wow.
No way.
So I grew up with him. He used to sing songs, probably some of the songs that he sang the other week.
That is amazing.
And some of them that he sings at the Mr. Brownstone, but
yeah.
They dated for a while, and we all lived in Toronto together for a short time.
Oh, Like literally in the same... You lived under his roof with Leonard? Or
well, I would say it was my mother's roof that we all lived under, but...
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, we all... Yeah, he was kind of like my stepdad for a short time, I guess.
Oh, that's so cool.
It's really neat to, you know, to have him play music and me play music and after all these years. And it's strange to kind of be like an equal with somebody that I looked up to as a child.
Absolutely,
as
yeah.
A songwriter and, you know, musician and stuff. So
yeah, and you would have absorbed so much in that environment, and it's just so cool to think that you're both sharing the same stage almost weekly. this is what we do on the show. We have great people down to talk. Great people to talk about the life, as Leonard was last week, and to always bring down some instruments, and so. You guys are both, you're both playing a show.
On April 10th.
April 10th. Raw Canvas.
Raw Canvas, which is not a place I've been to before. Where is that?
It's in Yaletown.
Yaletown.
Okay. And is it you can do painting there or something?
It's an interesting concept, actually. They have... you can buy a canvas. I'm not exactly sure how much it is to buy a canvas there. But they supply the easels and all the paints and probably a smock and brushes and everything. And so you buy the canvas and kind of paint while you're there. So it's sort of like an open art studio / wine bar where there's cheese and wine. And
tapenade.
Okay.
charcuterie.
Yes.
Yeah.
Those fancy things.
Those sorts of things, yes.
All sorts of fancy eats and wine.
And musical accompaniment.
Yeah.
So speaking of which, so it's special today. We have two artists who are going to be playing. So
two artists.
And Juniper has her guitar out already. So I guess maybe
I guess I'm chomping at the bit or something.
Take it easy, Juniper. You know. How long are we here for, Matt?
Well, I'm on air till 7:30, so we've got some time for you guys to play a few songs each, if you're keen. I'll just put on an announcement here, and we'll come back, and maybe Juniper will be up for playing a track to start.
This is Gravemaker.
Howdy, folks.
Is there any way you can turn my head?
Your voice is really loud.
It's really loud?
Yeah. It's really loud, yeah.
Okay.
It's distorting in there.
I
noticed that.
Right.
Hey, this is
I'll turn my mind down.
You know, small world. You're talking about Valdi. You played Valdi?
Yeah.
My grandpa used to be the manager of Chilliwack when they started.
Yeah.
And also the Collectors. They started as the Collectors. But one of the other artists that he managed was Valdi.
Oh, wow.
My grandpa used to manage Small World.
We'll have to talk about it.
Yeah. That's an awesome little segue, too.
It's pretty cool.
To Canadian music history.
It is. Yeah. All right, well, let's, so should we, how about we do, sort of focus on Juniper for the next little bit, and then we'll focus on you and the
Yeah, it's all about me right now.
Sorry, I just want to butt in with my John Lennon accent.
The Beatles. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, also on the web, CITR.ca, in UBC, University of British Columbia, in Vancouver, Canada. Have our people contact your people, won't you?
Okay, here we are. We're back on Stranded with our special live guests, Corey Owens and Juniper Winters, who are playing... Waters, my apologies. Juniper Waters.
Juniper Winters, coined on Stranded. Hello, Juniper Winters.
And they're both playing at Raw Canvas. I got that one right, Raw Canvas, on... April 10th. And to get you in the mood, Juniper is going to kick us off with a song, perhaps. Yeah. And what's this song called?
I'm trying to figure out which one I want to play. This song's called Open Door. It's a song I recently wrote, and I'm just finishing up an EP, and it's going to be on that EP, so...
Okay.
It's new.
Take it away.
I wear the t-shirt you left on my floor. I know it's silly, but I want you even more. You stay with me all day long. I can't help myself. I'm a fool for you. One and two and three and four. My heart is still an open door, and you come in and out again. I left you at the station yesterday. Took all my strength just to drive away. The tears, they fell down uncontrollably, but I know you have to go. It's the way it has to be. One and two and three and four. My heart is still an open door, and you come in and out again. Come in and out again.
I know they need you, and that's okay. Oh, I know you have to be there today. It doesn't matter how many times you go. I can't wait until you come back. Oh, you should know. One and two and three and four. My heart is still an open door, and you come in and out, in and out, and in and out, and in and out, and you come in and out, and in and out again.
Lovely song. That is Juniper Waters live here in the CITR Radio Studios, Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music and Talk Show. Beautiful song. Yeah, I haven't heard you play that one at open mic, so it must be pretty new.
Thank you. Yeah, it's new.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And one of the songs that will be on display at the show in April. Juniper, you mentioned Toronto. Is that where your musical journey began, or?
We lived in Toronto for about 4 years as a kid, but I wouldn't say that's where my journey began. I would say it sort of began as a child. My grandmother used to play the piano, and among other influences, she used to get us to sing at the piano. And hello. And also my dad, played the saxophone when I was a kid, and I definitely always loved listening to him play and hearing the jazz music that he would always play too. So kind of was raised with a lot of jazz and blues influences.
Yeah, I picked that up a lot in your open mic songs. There's a lot of wonderful jazz guitar, often on electric. So you're proficient on both, clearly, yeah. Yeah. And you did actually, you grew up around UBC, and you've listened to the station for a long, long time.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, it's funny. I mean, I never actually knew where it was in this building, but I definitely spent a lot of time here as a youth,
yeah,
growing up. My mom lived on the endowment lands, so I guess I lived here till I was about, well, we were in Toronto. We were kind of all over the place, but we always kind of came back to here, and till I was about 16, went to U-Hill Secondary, tore around the forest like a mad teenager.
Oh, it's Vancouver is known for a place where almost most people don't seem from here. So when I meet someone who's kind of like a real British Columbian, I'm quite amazed and intrigued, because I'm like many who've just been from elsewhere and arrive here and end up here. But are you Corey Owen? Are you are you born and bred here?
No. I'm from Victoria.
You're from Victoria.
Way across the water. On a whole BC ferry ride away.
Well, you're still a real British Columbian then.
In the land of the senior. That's where I'm from.
That's Corey Owens. He's our other special guest, and he'll be playing some music pretty soon.
You think I'm special?
Yes.
I think you're very special.
Oh my gosh.
Well, Juniper, how's about another song?
Another one of my hits.
Please do.
Okay.
Play us one of your hits.
I will play a song that I usually play at the open mic night. It's a little jazzy number. It's called I Tried, and I wrote it some many years ago.
Okay.
Good to go?
Yep.
Don't know why I think about you endlessly. I can't get my head around you. You don't know what you do to me.
when I want something else, you go somewhere else. And I don't wanna say goodbye, but I can't stay. I don't wanna make you cry, but there's no other way, and I tried to let you go. In my mind, I told you so, so many times. I sat here alone, oh, oh, da 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 da. I don't know why I stayed so long. Oh no, oh, I don't know what I did wrong. Cause you don't know what you did to me, boy. I'm not gonna be your little toy, no, no. Oh, you're playing around again. I don't wanna say goodbye, but I can't stay. And I don't wanna make you cry, oh, oh. There's no other way, and I try to let you go. In my mind, I told you so, so many times. I sat here alone, oh, oh, oh. Da 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 da. Oh, it doesn't matter how hard I try, I just can't get you off my mind. And every time I think about all those times that you let me down, oh, cause I tried to let you go. In my mind I told you so, so many times. I sat here alone, da 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 da.
Another beautiful song there from our in-studio guests, or one of our in-studio guests. That's Juniper Waters. She's a local musician. And what was that one called, Juniper?
That one was called I Tried.
I Tried.
How hard did you try?
I tried real hard, Corey.
Nah, that's good.
Like we all do at open mic on a Monday.
I know. We have so much fun there.
We have so much fun. And look at the group of people we got here now.
Yeah, look at the
We all met at Mr. Brown's.
The smiling faces that are being filmed right now, actually, by Michael as well.
Hey, Michael.
Good friend. There was four of us in the studio. and is there any specific story behind that song, if you want to say anything? Or
It's an old song I wrote about somebody that I cared a lot about, and it's pretty self-explanatory. I feel like it's a universal idea so many times. You know, you want to stay with a person, but you just can't. You can't imagine staying any longer, but you can't imagine leaving either. And it's a terrible kind of thing that happens, I think, at the end of some relationships where you're not happy, but you just can't leave.
Yeah, yeah.
And so that was sort of what I was feeling when I wrote it.
Yeah, well, lovely track, yeah, definitely. Those chords bring me back to Monday nights at open mic, but brand new fans of Juniper can hear that at Raw Canvas next. It's April 10th. What day of the week is that?
Thursday.
Thursday night.
Excellent. We'll be right back with more from our special guests, Corey Owens
and
Juniper Winters.
Waters.
I'm sorry. Oh my god.
It is catchy though. Like now that I hear it, I'm like, ooh, Winters.
Here we go. We got an ad just coming up here.
All right.
I was just 8 years old Gaila Kessler. My name is Gennarji O'Sullivan of the Tlawitsis Nation, originally from Turner Island. You're listening to Igwindo, exploring the legacy of Indian residential schools.
This PSA was cut from a bigger documentary by Jesse Dubois from CJSW 90.9 FM in Calgary, Alberta.
Despite the Prairie Province's willingness to wear their history of settlement on their sleeves, I wasn't formally taught about residential schools until grade 12. This is particularly revealing as I myself am the son of an Indian residential school survivor.
Well, I attended residential school from 1956 to 1969. There was a four-year break in between, but altogether I was in there for 8 years. The desired outcome that the process was to take the Indianness out of me, so to speak, make me more, for lack of a better word, mainstream, whatever that was. Took away my language, took away my pride in what I was, what I am. So it was not a good experience. Took me away from family, which I think was probably the most damaging. I think it's taken a lifetime for me to deal with it, to accept it. It's been a struggle, but I survived. So.
All right, have a good one.
We're done?
Yeah, we're done. That's it. You can get up from your chair.
Oh, that was tough. You're a tough interviewer. Damn good questions. Hope I helped.
Oh, definitely, definitely.
All right, son.
All right, take care.
Love you, man.
Love you, too.
Okay.
You have just heard Igwindo exploring the legacy of Indian residential schools. Both my mother and I attended St. Michael's Residential School in Alert Bay, BC. This is a part of a larger project called Resonating Reconciliation that engages community radio as a tool to help define what reconciliation is. Resonating Reconciliation is meant to help reconcile all Canadians to their shared history. This is the work of the National Campus and Community Radio Association, the Red Jam Slam Society, and this station. Resonating Reconciliation is also supported by the Indian Residential School Survivor Society and is funded by the Truth and Reconciliation Commission. To hear more, go to www.ncra.ca/resonating.
And we're back on Stranded, the Australian-Canadian Music and Talk Show. Thanks for tuning in, everyone. Some local music today with our guests Juniper Waters and Corey Owens, who will be on pretty soon to play some songs. So and Juniper has one more.
I've got one more in me.
Well, I'm sure you've got. You're overflowing, of course, with creativity, but time is limited. So, yeah, this is another one that will be on Juniper Waters' debut EP, which will be out, when do you think, roughly, do you think?
I would say probably available for download in the next couple of months, but probably released, the official release will be in the fall.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I don't know how it all works, but I think that, I think that's what I'm going to do.
Yeah. Okay. Well, let's get into another song, hey?
Yeah.
This is Juniper Waters on CITR Radio.
This song is called Anything For You. It's a song I wrote last year in the early spring, actually, when I first came to open mic around that time when we all first met. I wrote this song.
It's a night I'll never forget.
okay, I'm just going to tuck this away. It's in the way. All right. Every day, the price you pay to be away from me, to wonder why awake you lie, waiting for everything
I bet you want me there with loving, tender care. But I'm so far away from you.
Thank you, Juniper Waters. Track there. This is live on CITR Radio on a show called Stranded, the Australian-Canadian Music and Talk Show. You can find us online at ausstrandedradio.com, and the podcast of this show will be up there. I try to get them up over the weekend, and Corey and Juniper, you'll be there forever on on the World Wide Web.
Forever.
Forever.
Nice.
Until the apocalypse. But anyway,
until the internet explodes.
Yeah.
Oh man, I can't wait.
Too many selfies and the whole thing might just come crashing down.
The one selfie that puts it over.
Yeah, it could be.
Then it'll start a whole new thing, the apocalypse selfie. It'll be just a big thing.
Then society will really have a look at itself. Anyway, so thank you, Juniper. We should probably get into another message here, and we've got another 40 minutes, I think, left of the show, and we've got a lot of Corey Owens to come.
Yay!
So we'll be right back.
Listen, radio is an important means of communicating 3,000 years of habit in terms of diapering of babies.
Well, please tell me more.
Because radio reaches people, including those hard-to-get young people. Radio goes where they go and talks their language. Recognizing the importance of contemporary sound,
and the sounds are instantly recognizable as belonging to the in-groups currently on top of the charts.
CITR, 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
It's wild.
This week on the Arts Report, film, theater, dance, books, visual art, and more. Every Wednesday at 5 p.m., the Arts Reporters explore what's fun, fascinating, campy, or critical in the Vancouver art scene. You can find bonus content on our Mixcloud, Facebook, and Twitter. Got an idea for a review, interview, or original production? Email arts@citr.ca. Listen Wednesdays at 5 p.m. or anytime on citr.ca.
And that's right, the Arts Report is a great show here, and I'll actually be playing, at the end of the show, a little grab. Sarah actually invited me on earlier this week to talk about the Leonard Cohen show, the Chelsea Hotel, that I reviewed for her. Sarah Lapsley is the host, and I'll be playing for you that 10-minute segment that we recorded on Wednesday here at the end. Thank you, Juniper Waters, for your lovely songs. Oh, and
well, thank you so much for having me on your show.
No worries. A long-time CITR listener, too, I just discovered, so that's great.
Yeah.
And
I finally made it.
You hit the big time. We hit the big time.
That's right.
Big time.
And so Juniper has come down with a gentleman named Corey Owens, and both...
That's
both,
me.
Both Juniper and Corey are playing at the Raw Canvas at April 10th, and that's in...
Yaletown. Yes.
Yaletown.
Yeah.
And Corey, so as if anyone's
what's
just
up?
Tuning
what's
in...
What's up, Matt?
What's up?
What's up, Matt?
If anyone's just tuning in, the reason that we all of us are sitting in the same room is that we all met at an open mic that Corey hosts. It's at a pub called Mr. Brownstone's on Main and 14th.
Main and 13th.
Main and 13th.
Main and 13th.
And it's every Monday, and I can honestly say it's the best that I've been to in the city. It's hosted by good people, Corey, and...
Yeah, we try to keep it... basically, we try to keep the vibe really, really chilled and relaxed.
It's
so anyone can come and just... do their thing.
Yeah.
You know, there's no pressure. No pressure. You can even just come just to hang out. You
yeah.
don't even have to play music.
Absolutely.
But we love it if you do. That's
yeah.
That's
I just have something to say because before we get into Corey's thing, I just wanted to explain. I lived at 13th and Main and on Main Street for a really long time. And that place that's now Mr. Brownstone's used to be called Burt's. And it was an old, like, greasy spoon, terrible breakfast, but it had all these tchotchkes in the windows, and it was there for a very, very long time. So when they started renovating it, I was like, what are they going to put here? Like, another coffee shop or whatever? And it ended up being Mr. Brownstone, and we're all friends because of Burt's.
Yeah.
And
anyways.
And that's so cool. That's so
that
cool.
Is.
Did you ever go to Burt's restaurant?
No, I never even heard about it.
Did you ever go there?
No.
It was okay.
Sounds dirty and greasy.
It was
and
greasy and
just
dirty.
That's just the way I like it.
But it was like classic Vancouver old place, yeah. You know.
Cool.
Anyways.
And well, and thanks to the new proprietor Darcy, who took over that spot
Darcy.
For giving Corey
the
chance to come in and rip it up on
guy.
Mondays.
Yeah.
Corey, how about we get... You want to get straight into a song and then we'll come back and chat?
Or you want me to dive right into a song?
That's
I
how
guess
I
could, yeah.
That's how I like
not?
To swing it.
Yeah, yeah, Matt, I like your style, man. All right, well, I'm going to try a song right now that I've never actually played for anybody. So I figure if I'm live on the radio, might as well do it here, right?
No fear.
That's
no
my
fear.
Thought process.
No fear. I love
so.
It.
I'm going to give it a go, see what happens. The working title right now is called He Says, She Says.
Okay.
We'll see what happens. I wrote it while I was making a bed. It's weird how things happen. Anyway, here we go. He's just a boy making his bed, and she's just a girl that he's trying to impress. But she don't care, not at all. She's on a mission to conquer it all, she says. She says. Well, she's got dreams, so does he. Maybe they'll meet somewhere in between. But she don't know, and he won't tell. He's on a mission to conquer himself, he said. Oh, he said. Oh, baby, can't you feel it? I can feel it. In my bones I believe it. Oh baby, I can feel it.
Do you like it? Nice. Okay.
Well, he loves her, she loves him. There's no telling where it will end, but that's okay. Yeah, that's alright. He's gonna love her every night, he said. Well, he says, well, she's alright and he's just fine, but they can't seem to find the time for all the things they want to do. And she's not sure if she has room for two, she says. Well, she says, oh baby, can't you feel it? I can feel it. In my soul I believe it. Oh baby, I can feel it. Well, he says, she says, you got a reason. This puzzle's missing too many pieces. I guess we'll just have to make them up on the way, constructing our future like every day, she says. Oh, she says. Oh, he says.
That's that.
That is the world debut.
Yeah, you heard it first right here.
Of a song called He Said, She Said? Yeah.
I think it's going to be He Says, She Says.
Ah, He Says, She Says. Okay. Yeah. He says as he adjusts his little spreadsheet. We have to, here on CITR, every song we play, we record. And I click here, new, can, as in can con, and fem, if it's fem con.
Whoops.
So thank you, Corey. That was a brand new song, never heard anywhere. This is CITR Radio, and this show is called Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music and Talk Show. Mm-hmm. Now, Corey, when you came in, you were sort of grabbing at the mic and saying, I know what that is. That's a da-da-da-da-da-da.
Yeah, I went to school for audio engineering at PAVI, which stands for Pacific Audiovisual Institute. Awesome, awesome year there. I had a great time. The mics that we're talking into are called the Audio-Technica 4033, and they're great mics, kind of my go-to in the studio when we went there, since we weren't allowed to use the really special mics that are kept downstairs in a vault guarded by that three-headed dog,
except
that Hades owns.
Except, like, Brian Adams probably comes in with his minders and they push him aside and let him go in. And
probably something like that. Yeah, those things. Well, these mics are good mics.
I also went to audio engineering school.
Oh, a different one? Or?
Yeah, it was a long time ago.
Was
I went to
Columbia?
School. Trebus.
Oh, Trebus?
Yeah.
I never heard of that one.
Yeah, because it closed down.
It must not exist.
It did exist.
I'm just kidding.
Oh,
I don't believe you, Juniper. I don't believe you.
And
back
In
the day when mics were made of wax, paper, and a pin.
Paper mache microphones.
Talking about the world's first recording of any sound, it was literally like a wax tube that with a pin, and you spoke into like this. It kind of looked like the end of a trumpet. You spoke into it, and the air from your breath would actually push the pin, and it would...
Amplify it?
No, it wouldn't amplify it. It would just make grooves on the paper. And that was the world's first ever version of recording sound.
Oh.
That it had no playback. They couldn't figure out how to play it back yet.
Oh.
That was just the way it's... That's how it all started, though. I think it was Mr. T. Edison, or something like that, found that out.
Wow, you have knowledge. Oh.
Yeah, there's stuff going on up here.
Yeah.
I'm pointing at my head. Just so for everyone who can't see me. Not a lot, but there's a little.
Man of many talents. Yeah. Corey Owens, who is here, one of our studio guests.
That's me.
It's a fascinating world of recording and stuff. I feel so fortunate that it's a journey ahead of me, that only just starting writing songs at home with GarageBand and a microphone, and it's the nuance of all the stuff that someone of your caliber could explain is kind of intriguing to me. And I feel like maybe if I keep going, I'll understand one day.
That's the one thing you just got to keep doing, is just keep going.
Yeah.
That's what I find.
Yeah.
Especially when it comes to playing music and writing music. It's one of those things, like, you know what you like to hear. There's this quote going around the internet. It's like this page-long quote from someone about how, like, you just got to keep going because your taste is good. And, like, when you start playing, it's not... You don't like the stuff that you're playing, but you have to go through that body of work in order to get to the place where you want to... Where you start writing stuff that you actually like.
Yeah.
Or that it kind of catches up. I don't know.
It's
different plateaus, I think. And then there's always time and space. I think that it's okay. A lot of people beat themselves up for taking a break, but I think it's something that we all have to do. Especially as an artist, whether you're a painter or a writer or a musician, sometimes you just have nothing.
It's true.
And taking a break can be the next that can like lift you to the next level when you finally do get back into it.
You know what it is, Juniper?
It's what?
For us, like, it's we have to experience life and have life experiences, or else we have nothing to write about. So if you're constantly just writing, eventually you're not going to have anything to write about, except for, like, you could write a song about how the strings on your guitar are getting old and your room smells because you've been in there for 8 days trying to write music. But that's not really exciting.
Smelly guitar player guy.
Yeah.
That's it. I read an article where some guy's speculating that a band might be sort of going downhill when they start writing songs about being on the road. Like, because they're just writing about...
Although, I can imagine that would be quite an experience.
Oh, that's true.
You might have some really good things to write about.
That's true. But I hear what you're saying, Juniper. Yeah, that you rich life experience, you can never say that's a waste of time, really, if you're writing anything.
No.
Yeah. Well, Corey...
I'm always falling in love.
Yeah.
That's the problem.
Me too. Oh, my God.
I know, right?
I know, that's all we write about.
The universal human experience, that's right.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm going to try to write a love song. But you don't try to write a love song.
Yeah.
You fall in love and then songs just...
You're compelled to write a love song.
They just kind of do things.
Yeah.
They just happen.
That's right.
Oh, I wanted to talk about earlier, you mentioned Valdi.
Oh, yeah.
At the beginning of the show.
Yeah.
Speaking of small worlds and whatnot, my grandpa used to actually be Valdi's manager. And also Chilliwack's manager back in the day when they first started.
Your grandpa sounds like a cool dude.
Yeah, he's pretty awesome.
Did he wear, like, awesome jackets and stuff, like leather with big lapels?
Honestly, I don't know, but he told me once that he actually, like, he didn't like having long hair, but he had to grow his hair out once he got into the music
rock
industry.
Rock and roll, man.
Because he had to fit in.
Baldy.
People, he'd walk into a place and people were like, who the hell are you? You can't come in here. He'd be like, no, I'm the manager. And they'd be like, I don't know. So he actually had to grow his hair out and grow a beard.
Yeah, respect. He got street cred with that hair.
Exactly.
Is that why you're doing it?
I don't know. Yeah, that's why I'm doing it. I'm growing my hair out for street cred.
time for another song, do you think, Corey?
Yeah, sure.
Play us one of your hits.
I'm going to play another new one that doesn't really exist yet.
Okay.
So I find that I like playing music that I've just written, because when I play it, I can actually feel it. If I play a song, I've played a billion times, like, I just can't feel it, and I don't know. And it loses something, even if I play it well. But anyway, this one I've played a few times. It's not another radio debut. Or maybe I'm just here on the radio making stuff up. Who knows? Not you, everybody. Before I go to my next song, I guess I should mention, I go by my, what do you call it, an alias? A musician name? My musician name is The Water Bomber.
Oh, yeah.
And I have a website on Bandcamp. It's called thewaterbomber.bandcamp.com. So if you want to check out a few of my demos, because that's all they are, just demos, you can check them out there, thewaterbomber.bandcamp.com.
Great.
Yeah, they're just demos for now. This next song and the song I just played, hopefully I'll be putting them on an actual, well, realistically, probably just more demos in the future. But
amazing demos with incredible songs.
Oh, thanks, Juniper. Sweet Jay, you're so sweet.
Okay, Corey Owens, take it away. We've okay, got another song.
I'll play another song. This one is, you know what? This one doesn't have a name. Hold on, we should name it right now. Let's call it...
Well, this is a lot of pressure.
Yeah, I know, right?
It's a song. Like,
oh, no pressure. Name a song on the air. I don't know. I guess it doesn't have a name.
Well, listeners, call in 604-822-2487.
Name this song.
Can you actually do that?
Oh, yeah, yeah, we could.
All right, well, that's it. That's what we're doing. So I'm going to play this song, and if anyone hears it, please just call in and help me name it, because it doesn't have a name.
604-822-2487 if you're inspired by Corey Owen here.
All right, I'll do my best to inspire you. I awoke in a cloudy state, but I could feel your heart, yeah, I could feel your heart. And I let you sleep, cause I know your day is long. Well, don't you worry a thing, I already got the coffee on. 'Cause for the time being, I'm gonna wake up every day, share my love in every way that I can. 'Cause you deserve it, yes you do, yes you do. So let me share my love with you, yeah. Oh, oh, yeah. Oh, oh, mm. Oh. So let me feel you, even when you're down. I'll help you get your feet back safely on the ground. And I know your stubborn heart won't like to let me in, but that won't stop me, babe. I hope you understand. 'Cause for the time being, I'm gonna wake up every day, share my love in every way that I can. 'Cause you deserve it, yes you do, yes you do. So let me share my love with you, yeah. Oh, oh, yeah. Ooh, oh, oh. Whoa. Alright, here we go.
In your summer clothes, yeah, you're beautiful. In your raincoat, you were beautiful. In your beat-up car, you're still beautiful. You're my Cinderella, let me take you to the ball. In your prom dress, you were beautiful. Only saw the pictures, but I felt like I was there, holding back your pretty hair.
That's it for that one.
Wow, another worldwide debut. That's Corey Owens.
That's beautiful.
And let's try the 604-822-2487 if you're a listener and you want to name that song.
I know what I would name it, but I want to hear what other people want to name it.
Well, if no one calls, then I think Juniper has the honor. We'll get into a special message and give people time to call if they're interested. 604-822-2487 to name a love song.
Hell yeah, name that love song.
There are two things I will carry in my pockets at the end.
Yeah, you guys were always the cool radio station with the, like, fun magazine and everything.
That's right, Discorder.
Wishes we had, yeah. We always wanted a magazine like that back in the day.
Yeah.
My campus radio roots go deep.
We just actually reformatted the Discorder, so it's now in this new cool zine size, and we're really excited
fun.
About it.
Yeah, that was always the cool thing when it came into the station. We're always like, oh man, this is so cool. How do we get this going? And it's really cool that it's all, like, student sponsored and everything.
Yeah.
It's fun. It's really fun. This is Basha Bilat, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
We are right back on Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music and Talk Show. We're on Twitter at AusStranded and online at AusStrandedRadio.com, and that's where you'll find the podcast of this show. In a few days' time, it'll be up there, including our extended interview and songs from Juniper Waters and Corey Owens. Thank you.
Thank you, Matt.
Thank you for having us.
I think people are too shy to call in. I think it looks like Juniper's will be naming that last song.
I would personally call it Share My Love.
I think that's a good name.
I'm putting it in there. Share
My Love.
Oh, I feel so honored. I've never named somebody else's song.
I'm honored to have you named it. Oh, that's God. Awesome. It's a good name. I mean, I think I say that in the song, don't I?
Yeah, you do.
And once I type that into the spreadsheet, it's official. It is now sealed in.
That's been on the radio.
All right.
The name of the song.
All right, there it is.
Okay.
Bling, bling. I think you should call it Pickles. Just Pickles. People will be like, why is it called Pickles? And they'll be like, I don't know. Someone called
it
on the radio.
Baldi's Grandpa.
Well, thanks so much for coming in, guys. Juniper Waters and Corey Owens, who are playing at Raw Canvas in Yale Town, Vancouver, on April 10th.
I would just like to say that April 10th is also my birthday.
Woo!
Yes.
It's going to be a great night, everybody.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be food and booze and music. And
charcuterie.
Charcuterie and booze.
Cheeses.
And painting. Yes,
painting. And booze.
Music.
And booze.
And if you can't make it that night, you can catch Corey every Monday at Mr. Brownstone's on Main and 13th. He's the host of the open mic there. And Juniper is a regular down there too, as am I.
Yes, come down and hang out with all of us.
Check out Matt's stylings.
Yeah, I'm getting there. And honestly, I can look at you in the eye, Corey, and say you have helped to build my confidence as a human being, because
I couldn't be happier to hear you say that.
Because
I've seen your progress, and you're getting so much better, I love it.
Yeah, thank you.
I love it.
It's come miles, man. I gotta say,
those last songs you played, that you wrote, I think it was when you brought your electric guitar.
Yeah.
Man, that was something special. I've never seen you in that moment. I could tell you were in it.
Oh, thank you.
In the moment. And that's cool.
That's lovely. Well,
that's all I could ever ask for, being the host of Mr. Brownstone's open mic.
Exactly.
Just to get people up there, just to hang out and just, you know, have a good time.
So if anyone else is listening, maybe you're like me, like a year or two ago, unsure of himself, doesn't know if the world ever wants to hear anything that he's written, and you can come along and do it. I should say one funny story.
Everyone is welcome there.
And you get a free beer if you play.
You do get a free beer. And I should tell you one funny story. I haven't told you this before, but see, Corey is so open-minded that, yes, anyone can come, and that's a wonderful thing. There was one guy that snuck through a couple of weeks back. I don't know if you remember. He was doing some kind of rapping stuff, but really, really bad. Like something was off, and you could tell.
Okay.
And
I know exactly who you're talking about. I don't want to say his name on air.
Me neither.
Just because I don't...
as the host of an open mic, I don't.
You don't want to judge people.
I know
it's like
you're judging him.
There's certain things. I've heard this about other open mics. I don't know who has done it, but sometimes they won't let people on stage if they know, which I can understand sometimes, but. I think the one thing about Mr. Brownstone is like anyone can come and be on stage.
That's
anyone.
Right.
Like that guy.
And we're not gonna judge them for anything, you know.
We're
getting a phone call.
Hello.
We have a caller.
Good. Someone's calling through. Yes. Hello. Yep. We're on air here. No, you're not.
I can't hear him.
Oh. Okay, we have we actually have Corey's friend. Did you want to come on air? We could.
Yeah, put him on air. I think it's Dawn.
Hello, are you there?
Well, I don't want to interrupt him playing.
He's done.
He's all done playing now.
This is Corey's friend Dawn.
I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
Hey, Dawn, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
What's up, bud? Thanks for calling.
How are you, man? You sounded absolutely awesome, man.
Thanks, dude.
You totally did. It was
so
absolutely
famous.
Fantastic.
You have people calling in for you.
Oh. Well, sorry, Dawn. We already named the song. It's in writing.
It's okay. I didn't even have a name.
Well, thanks for calling, Dawn.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Okay. No problem. Bye-bye.
Yeah, have a good one.
There we go.
Hey, Donnie boy, thanks for calling
really
in.
That was really exciting. I wish someone had called in, like one of my friends had called in.
If I was listening, I would have called in.
I would have called in and tried to name your song,
yeah.
too.
I just wanted to, just before we go off, just to go back to that story, the reason that I brought that guy up is I saw him down here the next day standing on a ledge here at university doing the same rap in the afternoon.
I thought you were going to say he was, like, you know,
trying to off himself. Like, yeah, well, I don't, because I was a little worried about, I was like, this is the same guy who, and he's here in the middle of the day staring at the sky doing the same rap, but anyway.
Yeah.
Do you guys remember that older gentleman that used to come and played his,
oh, yeah.
His cheeks?
Yeah.
Oh, Ross. Ross.
That's
yeah.
Brilliant.
Has he been around lately?
No,
I haven't seen him.
No, he hasn't been around. He'll be back, though.
The cheek player. He was
yeah.
He was quite amazing.
Yeah.
I enjoyed him.
Oh, yeah. It's an eclectic night. Monday nights, Mr. Brownstone's on Mondays, Main and 13th.
9 p.m.
9 p.m. for one and all. So thanks, Corey Owens and Juniper Waters. At April 10th, they're playing at Raw Canvas in Yaletown.
Yep.
Thanks, Matt.
No problem. We'll be right back after this message, and then I'm going to be playing some Leonard Cohen for you.
All right.
He's a Canadian legend.
He is a Canadian legend.
Okay, we'll be right back.
All right.
Listen, if they're so hot, how come they're not tearing up the charts, babe?
Because you never play them, babe.
At CITR, our hosts choose the music they play. That means our charts actually reflect the tastes of music lovers, as opposed to focus groups. So if you want to know what's really tearing up the charts, get your hands on a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or go online to CITR.ca. CITR's charts are based on actual spins motivated by actual preference. No payola, no marketing, just good tunes. Refreshing, no?
Okay, we're back here on Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music and Talk Show. Thanks very much to Corey Owens and Juniper Waters for coming down and playing some tunes for us today. Okay, we have a little bit of time left, and I've got a little piece pre-recorded. It's actually an excerpt from The Arts Report. The Arts Report is a show hosted by Sarah Lapsley. She is the director of that show, and there's other volunteers who contribute, reviewing local arts features, poetry, theatre, musicals, all sorts of fantastic things happening in the city. And Sarah invited me to go and see a show called Leonard Cohen, The Chelsea Hotel, The Songs of Leonard Cohen. And I was pumped to go because I'm curious about Leonard Cohen as a great Canadian, iconic songwriter. And I went along and I thought the show was pretty good. So this is my review that I came down to the station to tell the world, thanks to Sarah's invitation. So here we go. This is myself and Sarah Lapsley talking about Leonard Cohen.
Hi, you're listening to The Arts Report. I'm Sarah Lapsley, so we just got the last 10 minutes, and I'm here with Matt Granlund. How are you, Matt?
Good, thanks, Sarah.
Good. Well, thanks for coming in. Now,
my pleasure.
In under the guise of being an arts reporter, you went to see a production at the Fire Hall Arts Center. Why don't you tell us about it?
Yes, it's the Chelsea Hotel, The Songs of Leonard Cohen. Listeners have probably seen a lot of posters around town for it. It's been well produced, well publicized, because this play has been going for 150 performances at least over 2 years. So it's a well-rehearsed, seasoned show. And it is based on the work of Leonard Cohen, which is who is an incredible songwriter and an iconic Canadian. And it's in musical form, and it includes six performers. And what's quite unique is that they all play instruments. There's up to 17 different instruments that are passed around. So these are incredibly talented human beings. I saw at least two people playing upright bass and then going and dancing and playing the fiddle and then coming back. And you know, so it's extraordinary.
I have to say, it doesn't sound like my thing, but it sounds like you really liked it.
Well, it's not generally my thing either. I don't like musicals, but the difference is the incredible words of Leonard Cohen.
Right.
Like every single word of every single song is a Leonard Cohen word, so you know you're getting your bang for your buck, lyric-wise, right? So I guess one thing that's odd about it is that Leonard Cohen's music is melancholy and solemn, and yet this play has a complete carnival feel to it. It's all about theatricality and performance and emotion, but his songs aren't about that. So it is disconcerting in that way. It shouldn't work, but it does.
Is there a plot?
There is actually a plot, but it's very difficult to discern it. The basic plot is that the main character is a writer who is struggling to overcome his writer's block and is forced to revisit his past and memories of loves and friendships that still haunt him. So that's what I was trying to think the whole time, and all the expression that you see and the eye gazing between characters, and you're trying to work out why, what is this all about? Like, is this related to Lennon's words, or is it part of a script? But you just don't know. There's so much going on. It's impossible to really see that there is a story behind it, if that makes sense. So
it's mostly about music.
Well, it's about this guy's writer's block and his friends who are all around him from his past, and I guess, but I mean, it's singing and dancing the whole time, so it is the songs, you know. It's just in a really different form than what you'd expect. You know, even the lead character is he's actually more like Bruce Springsteen than Leonard Cohen, and his persona, and there's actually a rock and roll component to it. There's so much different instrumentation. Like there's banjos in Suzanne. There's kazoo in I'm Your Man.
I'm just like, it has basically everything I hate in it.
I know, it's
dancing, kazoos, banjos, Leonard Cohen.
There's a full rock band for Hallelujah, you know.
It's just,
so you got to give them credit for doing it differently. Apparently Leonard hasn't seen it. He's been invited, but he's a busy guy. He still tours into his 80s, I guess. So if you're a real Leonard Cohen purist, you might, have your kind of expectation and be a little bit reserved about it. But if you're in town and you're a Leonard Cohen fan, I reckon you should go.
Well, it's sold out. I don't think you even can go if you want. It runs until this Saturday, the 29th, but it says on the website that they had only a few tickets left for the 9 o'clock show on the last night.
Yeah.
It's so well received, and you did like it. What did you like about it?
So that's myself and Sarah Lapsley talking about the show, the Chelsea Hotel, the Songs of Leonard Cohen, that I reviewed for the Arts Report. And I thought it was pretty neat. It is sold out, unfortunately. Fortunately for the people putting on the show. Anyway, that's some of my thoughts. I'll be back with the second part of that just after this song. I'm going to play for you a couple of Leonard Cohen tracks before the end. This one is called Famous Blue Raincoat. And I chose this one because in his biography, I'm Your Man, he talks about how he went to some mental hospitals to play, sort of like what Johnny Cash did in prisons. Leonard Cohen has been very vocal about his battles with mental illness, depression, and he was drawn to institutions to play them his music to see if he could, see if they could relate to what he was saying. And anyway, this is a song that someone in one of the hospitals called out for him to play. And he said he was so intrigued because it's a song that he'd never recorded and he'd only ever played in live shows. So someone in the hospital there was clearly a fan and had seen him. So I guess he was on the right path. So here's a go. This is Lenny Cohen with Famous Blue Raincoat. And I'll come back with the second part of that review of the play. Well, you know what? That's the wrong song. I'm going to change the CD because this Best of Leonard Cohen has got two CDs. So I do want to get the right song. The Essential Leonard Cohen. Here we go. That was one of these... some of Leonard Cohen's stuff has got this 80s production that's a little questionable, even though his lyrics are brilliant. So here we go. This one's a far more... mellow reserve song, Famous Blue Raincoat, track 8 on CD1. Here we go.
It's 4 in the morning, the end of December. I'm writing you now just to see if you're better. New York is cold, but I like where I'm living. There's music on Clinton Street all through the evening. I hear that you're building your little house deep in the desert. You're living for nothing now. I hope you're keeping some kind of record. Yes, and Jane came by with a lock of your hair. She said that you gave it to her that night that you planned to go clear. Did you ever go clear? Oh, the last time we saw you, you looked so much older. Your famous blue raincoat was torn at the shoulder. You'd been to the station to meet every train. Then you came home without Lily Marlene. And you treated my woman to a flake of your life. When she came back, she was nobody's wife. Well, I see you there with a rose in your teeth. One more thin gypsy thief. Well, I see Jane's away. She sends her regards. And what can I tell you, my brother, my killer? What can I possibly say? I guess that I miss you. I guess I forgive you. I'm glad you stood in my way. If you ever come by here, for Jane or for me, well, your enemy is sleeping and his woman is free. Yes, and thanks for the trouble you took from her eyes. I thought it was there for good, so I never tried. Jane came by with a lock of your hair. She said that you gave it to her that night that you planned to go clear. Sincerely, Elkhorn.
That's Leonard Cohen there with the classic song Famous Blue Raincoat. And I'll just get back into now the second part of this pre-recorded section of the show. This was recorded for the Arts Report, which went to air this last Wednesday. Host Sarah Lapsley invited me along to talk about Leonard Cohen and the songs, a show called The Chelsea Hotel, The Songs of Leonard Cohen. And it's a musical that's been running at the Firehall Arts Centre. So let's get into the second part of that that review.
What did you like about it?
Just because, the sheer talent of the people on stage is remarkable. Like actors who sing and play music very, very well. And I just love the lyrics. I mean, I've been loving Leonard Cohen. Now I've got my parents actually sent me this biography, so it was good timing. This is
I'm
my
your
Christmas
man.
Present. And if there's time, I mean, if I could talk a little bit about his character and who he really was, or who he is, because he's still alive. I just loved immersing myself in his words, because he's a brilliant poet. Bob Dylan is a songwriter. Leonard Cohen is a poet, you know, different.
It's funny because I had two friends that got into a huge argument at a party, Leonard Cohen versus Bob Dylan. Have we had this conversation?
Well, and many people are probably
right.
having this conversation.
Okay, so it's like the Beatles versus the Rolling Stones. I mean, to me, Bob Dylan, hands down, is the winner.
Bob Dylan's a real songwriter, like the best there's ever been.
And a better lyricist.
Well, I mean, that's where you can
And more breadth
forever.
Of imagination. That's...
Yeah, well...
I'm not purposefully being combative. It's really about how much I dislike Leonard Cohen.
Well, this is why I wanted to read you a bit about... to understand who the man is. I mean, he is a deeply, deeply thoughtful human being. And depressive and melancholy for a reason. He has talked at length about severe clinical depression. So... he doesn't write happy songs, and that's why he's not a mainstream figure. His mother actually suffered from depression and was hospitalized. So, as you probably know, Sarah, I guess there is some genetic component to that. And he was raised in incredible privilege. I mean, in a very affluent Jewish area in Montreal, he went to McGill. He was an established poet. He was a literary, almost godlike figure already by he was 30, before he even started in his career in music. So, in terms of mental health, it just goes to show that there's something deep there, no matter where you come from on your great affluence. That black dog is there. And he's made something out of it that people relate to. And interestingly, I found in his book here that he did actually tour mental hospitals, similar to how Johnny Cash went to prisons.
Mm-hmm.
And he said here in his book, he said, I was drawn to mental hospitals through the feeling that the experience of a lot of people in mental hospitals would especially qualify them to be receptive audiences for my work. In a sense, when someone consents to go to a mental hospital or is committed, he has already acknowledged a tremendous defeat. To put it another way, he has already made a choice. and it was my feeling that the elements of this choice and the elements of this defeat correspond with certain elements that produce my songs.
Oh, God.
Do you agree?
I think it's so incredibly self-centered and narcissistic, that whole passage.
Yeah, maybe.
Like, it's about him. They would like my songs because he's seeing them through how he would see the world instead of like, oh, you know, people have quite a, you know, anyways.
Yeah.
That's my bias. I'm sorry.
Well, true. And I mean, the rest of it goes, certain elements that produce my songs, and there would be an empathy between the people who had this experience and the experiences documented in my songs. Yeah, I hear where you're coming from.
Mm-hmm.
You can't generalize about all the circumstances.
Yeah, I'm sure there would be some. I'm sure people would like his music because it's music. Like, if you think about those famous Johnny Cash, Folsom Prison ones, like, yeah, he got them and they got him. They loved it, right? And it might have been the same. You could only know from people who were at the concert.
Yeah.
Anyway,
I mean, he was deeply moved to do that. And he has talked about his severe depression, which actually led him to Buddhism, because there's some great interviews online where he talks about when you're really, really deeply, truly suffering, that's the time when you want to find a different way of thinking.
I'm suddenly, like, overwhelmed with guilt for trashing Leonard Cohen in the last 10 minutes.
Well,
like,
there's a lot. I'm telling you. He's even worked with soldiers, too. He went to Tel Aviv. In 1973, there was a war, the Yom Kippur War, and he performed, like, you know, the USO shows in Vietnam, but it was much more low-key, it sounds like. He was sitting very close like this to soldiers, and he'd talk with them and interact with them a lot. And a fellow Israeli singer said, and this is his direct quote, said he was a very modest person with the soul of a philosopher, wondering about the meaning of life, and really caring about the soldiers.
Aww.
So, you know, there's a lot more. I've learned a lot more about him in the last week, and more than we can talk about now.
Just looking at the book, maybe I'm just bitter because he's so, like, manly and, you know, had such an effect on women. Maybe that's why.
Well, it's true. And he's not the most politically correct guy. He was a womanizer. Definitely. I mean, but, you know, he had the soul of a philosopher.
He's a great Canadian. There's no two ways about it.
Yeah, and for an aspiring songwriter like myself, he's like a go-to.
Yeah.
Anyway, I mean, as you say, it's probably sold out, this event, but it'll probably be back. I think they should franchise.
I think they had it already, actually. This is the second run at the Fire Hall Arts Centre, so I'm really glad you got a chance to go and you really liked it.
Well, thanks for inviting me, yeah.
Sadly, baby. did. I'm the little Jew who wrote the Bible. I've seen the nations rise and fall. I've heard their stories, heard them all. But love's the only engine of survival. Your servant here, he has been told to say it clear, to say it cool. It's over, it ain't going any further. Riding crop, get ready for the future. It is murder. Things are gonna slide in all direction. Won't be nothing you can measure anymore. The blizzard of the world.
April's issue of Discorder is headed your way. Be sure to pick up a copy of Vancouver's finest music and culture rag. The cover feature this month is cool.
I know it's cool, but who's on the cover?
Oh, it's cool.
Yeah, I know it's cool, but who's on the cover?
Well, Ryan, cool, the band. Plus articles on Teenager, Reef Shark, Zoo Age, and Fantasy Prom. And a special thanks to Discorder advertisers, Audiopile Records, Dandelion Records and Emporium, Doxa Documentary Film Festival, High Life Records, Humber Institute Broadcast and Graduate Program, Keener's Car Wash, Neptune Records, Red Cat Records, The Rickshaw Theater, Vinyl Records, and Weird Distro.
CITR presents DJing 101.9. We offer people a way to learn about the fun of mixing, sharing music, and throwing events. Our workshops and studio access is free for students and members. No experience or turntables are necessary. Workshops from 4 to 8 p.m. are on Tuesdays in 212A in the Student Union Building at UBC. For more information, visit us at citr.ca or follow at CITRDJ on Twitter.
You've been troubled, you've been broke, you've been hungry, no job, no money. The one you love has deserted you. That makes you blue.
Got the blues? Just want to hear some blues? Tune in every Saturday afternoon from 3 to 5 for Code Blue, right here on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, www.citr.ca. Code Blue.
Here's how he feels, but blues ain't nothing but a man, good man feeling bad, no how. That's all that is.
Yes, bravo. Yes, indeed. This is going to make your world a lot different than the one I grew up in.
You know where
CITR
is?
Sure, it's over there.
And over there is where that sound is coming from. Right, Mr. Marconi?
Through the air, across the ocean, the first time ever.
Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts in the UBC and Kitsilano area at
The Australian Boot Company, Banyan Books and Sound, The Bike Kitchen, The Cove, Dentry's Pub, Displace Hashery, Limelight Video, The Eatery, Fresh's Best Salsa, Gargoyle's Bar and Grill, Lotusland Tattoo, Nuba Kitsilano, Prussian Music, Rufus's Guitar Shop, and the UBC Bookstore.
Wow, it sure does pay to be a friend of CITR. To find out more, visit us in room 233 of the sub on the UBC campus, or go online to www.citr.ca.